everybody. Like I said, this is gonna be our new matinee format. Instead of doing three movies at one time, we're just gonna do each movie, you know, individually, just because we thought that would be better for putting content up every day instead of having to do sidetracks every day, and also easier for people to search if they're just looking for one particular movie. They don't have to go through three different movies. Right, you know what I mean? So it just made more sense. So to that end, the first one we're going to be reviewing this week is actually sort of a movie and sort of a series, kind of.
Yeah.
This is a Shudder exclusive, a Shudder original, and it's called Blood Machines.
Man, this bitch is fantastic.
It was.
I like this series.
Beautiful.
This is the way the new Flash Gordon should be. This series was a synthesis of fucking high-tech fucking entertainment in terms of visuals, psychedelia, and fucking schlock. It's like the acting is not that good. The story is okay. It's not bad. The visuals and certain ideas are fucking... I liked it. I thought it was off the charts. I had the feeling I would... And it's like... It's a trip. It's like something out of Mandy. It looks like something from Mandy. The same color palette. There were some really interesting ideas in this. Very original shit. Like blasters that shoot a beam and the beam stays there for a long time.
Yeah.
As an after effect. And fucking high-tech blasters that don't really work that well. They're fucking they're unreliable.
It's kind of a used future kind of feel to it, you know.
I liked it. But visually the thing was just fucking stunning.
This is
like
really
something off of fucking Mandy.
This is one of the most mind-blowingly gorgeous visual like feasts for the eyes that I have ever seen.
And the music
is amazing.
It's like new retro wave music. Which is fucking really nice.
If you're really into new retro wave, that aesthetic and that music and stuff like that, you will just be orgasmic at this, because this is like that, but like ramped up to like a thousand.
And there's kind of like a B movie feel to the acting, but it's like a good B movie feel. It's like this movie was made by people that cared about it and were like, you know, making it themselves. But it's weird to see that juxtaposed. But when you get older, you can't fucking enunciate anything. Yeah. You see kind of like amateurish qualities along with like really expert qualities. It kind of reminded me of the way of like the first Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
You know, where it was kind of brilliant, but also kind of homemade feel to it at the same time. It was just good, man. I liked it. The story had some stuff in there that, to me, it kind of felt like this male versus female theme, which is kind of getting over real common nowadays in a lot of these movies, which kind of, I don't know, I'm getting sick of that. You know what I mean? I'd rather see men and women working together to overcome something instead of trying to fuck each other over. I just think it's tired. But aside from that, it still had some original concepts.
Well, and I don't think it was so much that. I think they weren't so much going after the men as that one man in particular, because he was a douche canoe.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Because the way I read the story, it looked like all the men had turned most of the women into machines. And then the women that weren't machines were kind of like scavenging rebels. Remember that he went in there and captured them. I think that was the normal state of being for the future is what they were kind of saying, which kind of reminds me, that was like something kind of like out of the Dune expanded universe with the other books, where there was one civilization that was a religion that where they had become so fucking uptight and anti-sexual that they turned the women into clones that didn't have arms, legs, or heads. So they didn't have any consciousness. They were just used as breeding vessels for more men. Because they didn't...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is like... And it was kind of like a situation like that. I think, based on what they were showing me, all the men had enslaved all the women by turning them into machines. And one of them broke free. And they run after it. And it goes to a damn cosmic junk pile, and then that fucking female soul fucking gets inside that machine, into that old wrecked machine, and somehow replicates itself into thousands of little tiny women that all combine into one giant woman. It's fucking, it's like, imagine the Death Star is a woman.
Yeah, it's pretty trippy. It has some pretty trippy imagery. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, if you did acid and watch this, it's like, I kind of felt like I was on acid watching it, actually. But yeah, the way that they did it, okay, so I don't know how well known this is or anything like that, but this movie, I call it a movie, even though it's in three parts, and those parts are only about 20 minutes long. And they have, like, full, like, opening credits and end credits, which is fine with me because, like, the end credits have all the music and the music is rad.
Yeah.
But, so even if you put it all together as one movie, I think it would only be, like, an hour long, maybe not even an hour. But I'm not sure why they chose to do it like that other than, I mean, it doesn't really matter, you know? Yeah. I think what the thing is, okay, so this is directed by a person, which is not really a person, but their name is Seth Ickson, I think, or Ickerson. It's actually two guys. It's like a French filmmaking team. And I guess they had hooked up with this quote-unquote band called Carpenter Brut, which is actually just one dude also. And they had directed a music video for Carpenter Brut called Turbo Killer, which is on YouTube and you can watch it. They did a bunch of other ones too. He did a bunch of other ones. And one of them, I can't remember what the fuck it was called, Leather Teeth or something like that, actually had bits of like the Lucio Fulci movie Murder Rock in it, which I thought was very funny. they use like a lot of like Italian horror imagery like in their shit. So I guess they directed that music video. And in that music video, a lot of the concepts and visuals and character designs, like for Blood Machines, were introduced. Like, so you get like the naked women with the upside down glowing crosses on their stomachs and like all the shapes and like the ships and stuff. So it's almost kind of like this movie is sort of like a sequel to the music video, kind of, except this actually has a story. I mean, I guess the video kind of does too, but the video, I mean, it's just a music video, but this is kind of like a continuation of it.
The way I took it, because of my age, really, I think probably, is that this was kind of like something lifted out of a magazine we used to have a long time ago called Heavy Metal.
Yeah, it looks a bit like that too.
And Heavy Metal was like a sci-fi / horror magazine. It was all hand illustrated. I didn't know it, but one time I was a little kid out in San Diego and I ran across one of the real famous artists. He was a friend of Red. You know my Uncle Red?
Yeah.
He knew one of the guys and I walked into his room and saw these storyboards, these awesome fucking alien ships and shit that he was making. And I found out later that that guy was one of the guys that regularly did drawings for this guy. But anyway, it looked like something out of Heavy Metal, to where Heavy Metal was cool because, you know, there might be a story that might last 3 or 4 magazines and then it dropped out. You never saw it again.
Yeah.
And the stories were like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was that same kind of tone. And they looked, some of them looked like this. So I know it's foreign, but maybe they were influenced by something that they saw in Heavy Metal magazine or the
tone. Well, yeah, I'm sure. Because that's really kind of seeped into the popular culture,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, the tone of it is very much like Heavy Metal.
Yeah, magazine. It gave me a little bit of, and maybe because of like the naked space woman thing too, gave me a little bit of a Life Force vibe.
Yeah.
Some parts of it even gave me like a 2001 type of thing.
Alien One.
Like, especially like later in the movie, because it does have a plot in the sense that, you know, there's a ship called the Mima and it lands on this, what they think is, I guess there's like a rogue AI, which turns out to be this naked woman. She's like an entity, I guess.
Yeah, she's a soul.
Yeah, she's like a soul. She's not like a person.
Right.
And so she's gone rogue and I guess this ship, which has like this one, the douchey captain and like this old guy on it, who's actually pretty cool. And then they have like this female robot. Like, I guess she's a navigation robot.
Yeah, but I think she was a cyborg.
Yeah, she might have been. She just looked like a robot. Yeah.
It was hard to tell because...
But there was like a mesh between, you know, between the machines and the people. Because like one of the ships that crashed, that belonged to some of the scavengers or something, or she was trying to like fix it. Like
it was
the
a
scavenger.
Living, yeah.
It was like a living being, or it had a soul inside it.
Yeah, and they called it a woman, and that's where that thing came from.
Yeah.
That's where that soul came from.
Yeah, she came out of that ship.
And
the ship like had blood coming out of it, like had some blood machines.
Yeah.
But that's what, so it was like a really cool like concept of like a living machine, or at least a machine with a living soul, like sort of a human soul or a cosmic consciousness or something like that, like inside of it that also bled like a person, like instead that was how it was powered. You know what I mean? That was kind of what I got out of it anyway. But so, you know, so it does kind of set that up, but a lot of stuff isn't explained. It doesn't really need to be. And as the, you know, chapters go on, there's like less and less dialogue, and it just kind of becomes more like this big, like metaphorical, like space opera in a sense is what it is, because it's basically just like these mind blowing visuals and like this really, really awesome music. So it is calm, almost kind of like a music video, but it does have a story and it does have a plot and characters and dialogue and stuff, but not, I mean, it's definitely very experimental. And the two, I guess the two guys, I think they got the money for this on Kickstarter. Yeah. And I think this is self-contained. I don't know if they're going to make another one or anything.
That was the only, but there's really only two things that I didn't like about it. There weren't enough episodes. And it seemed to be that the story's over. Although I could continue a story.
Well, this seems like a universe that you could expand big time.
You can expand after this. I mean, there should be a follow-up to this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it wasn't totally resolved. Just that one little adventure was.
Yeah, I mean, this was just like one little ship,
right. Like
one tiny thing that happened in this like one space, like one place in the universe or whatever.
The other thing I didn't like about it, which I already mentioned, is that I got a kind of a weird sexism vibe to it, and I think a lot of guys are starting to get sensitive to this because a lot of movies have come out over the past 15 years that seem very much anti-men and like portraying all men as monsters. And there's a lot of guys online that are making whole videos about this. They're like, man, hey, fucking stop fucking with dudes. You know what I mean? Dudes are not evil, you know, no more than people like anybody else, you know. But I don't know if that's what the intent was, or if that subject is getting so loaded now that guys automatically start interpreting it that way.
I think it's the latter, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could, I guess, if you wanted to, you could interpret it that way, but I didn't see it like that. I saw it as they were going after the captain because he was a dick, particularly.
Yeah, he was.
Because they were nice to the old guy because he was a nice guy.
Well, he knew about souls, or he believed
in
souls.
That's what I mean. So,
right.
So it wasn't so much a man-woman thing.
Yeah.
It was more like spiritual thing versus like a materialism
but
thing.
But based on what their boss told them and what his report back to the dickhead, I forgot what his name was.
Varkin or something like that.
Based on what he's told his boss, this is the way things were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess it wasn't always that way. The older guy didn't seem to be too hip on it. But then again, he did fucking try to attack the other female robot, the AI robot, and she said, you never raised your hand to me.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I think there was a whole war between the sexes theme in this.
But like you said, they might have pulled that, because that's kind of a common thread going back in some sci-fi for like a really long time. Like you said, there was even like in some of the Dune expanded universe, that type of thing. So I don't know. I'm not like overly sensitive about that kind of thing. It doesn't really bother me all that much.
That whole war between the sexes thing, the only story I liked that was like that was that one Black Mirror episode called, what was it, Gadfly Effect?
That wasn't Black Mirror. That
was that?
Masters of Horror.
Masters of Horror.
And it was the Screwfly.
Screwfly.
Solution.
What's it called?
The Screwfly Solution.
Oh, yeah. That thing was badass, man. Where the aliens...
That was Masters of Horror.
Masters of Horror. Okay. The aliens put some kind of a fucking bioweapon on the Earth to get the men to hate women.
Yeah.
And they killed them all.
Yeah.
And they did it to wipe out the human race. And then when the aliens showed up, the men wouldn't fight the aliens.
Yeah.
Remember that was weird. Huh? They were just like, hey, how you doing? They'd walk up to them. And it was based on, you know, how humans have insecticides that do that.
That's why, I mean, that was the point they were making, is like, what if somebody took that
and used it on us.
On the insect, in the insect world.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen that, man, you need to see that one.
I wonder if Masters of Horror, it used to be on Hulu, but I haven't watched it in a long time.
I thought it was Black Mirror, but yeah, you're right.
It's old. It was old? Yeah, it was Masters of Horror. Well, I should know because I did, a couple years ago on my blog, I did a whole breakdown of every single episode of Masters of Horror, so
yeah, that was a great 10th
anniversary, so I remember.
That was like, that one topped like all the best. That one was up there like some of the best of the Twilight Zones. That's how good that one was for me.
There was some really good episodes.
It scared me. I was like, oh shit, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, what if that happened? Well, because that's not crazy, because like you said, that is a thing that happens like in some parts of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, and it's when it begins, they start talking about it on the news.
Yeah.
That for some reason women are showing up dead, and then like in Saudi Arabia they're doing mass executions of women for breaking religious taboos, and then all of a sudden men just start fucking killing all the women and then covering up each other's crimes.
Yeah.
And just hunting down women with guns and shit. Fuck. And then they're protecting the boys. Remember that? They're treating boys like girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking bizarre. And then at the end the aliens show up. And they just walk towards them. Hey, how are you doing? And the aliens just fucking kill them. Yeah.
Suckers.
And then turn them into a little gelatin cube and was feeding it to the animals.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I love that.
Because they just wanted the earth, but they just want humans on it. They wanted to take it. Yeah.
So they're like, they thought they would just do the easiest fucking thing.
Yeah. They just converted all the humans into food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is probably, I feel like.
With that bio recycled them back into the dam.
Yeah.
Into the ecosystem.
But yeah, I mean, this one, like I said, I didn't get the sense that, I mean, yeah, the couple scavengers that you saw were women, like one was a younger woman and one was an older woman. They kind of reminded me of like the Vuvellini from Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
They a little bit like that. But it's like, I got the feeling that even though like the souls of the, you know, ships and I guess the machines looked like women, but they were like I said, they were souls. And yeah. I got the sense that it was kind of like they made them look like women because women are more like, you know, oh, earth and planetary, like life giving and everything like that. So I thought they were going like a more mythological kind of route.
It also kind of reminded me of the Riddick series.
Yeah, but
it just that it looked a lot better than Riddick.
This is one of the most, like at bar none, this is one of the most visually beautiful things I have ever seen.
I mean you could just
watch it, you don't even need the fucking, I mean, you know, listen to it because the music is fucking epic too, but you could just like fucking put it on and just over and over again, and it's just like,
yeah,
you could just like spend years like picking all these little details and these fabulous colors and all this other kind
of
stuff.
The color palette's very similar to what you saw in Mandy.
Yeah,
and it looks all fucking high tech, but then they aged it and made it look like it was shot on film.
Yeah, it's like retro futurism.
Retro futuristic.
So it looks like an old movie, but it looks like a new movie.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It was neat.
Like
if
a
throwback. This is the way I imagine. If you were to change the color palette from that purple and black and gold, or purple, black, and purple, black, and orange. It was kind of what the color palette. If you were to change it from that to like gold and black and red, that's the way I picture a new Flash Gordon would look.
Yeah.
Imagine if this was in Flash Gordon motif. It would have been
honestly
fucking awesome.
If they let these two guys, like these two filmmakers, make Flash Gordon, that thing would look fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Because this looked really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, just all the ships. And you could tell, like, I mean, obviously, pretty much most of it, I imagine, is CGI, other than, like, you know, the people and everything. But it looks like CGI, but not in a bad way. Because I guess because they aged, they made the film look kind of aged, so it looked like an old sci-fi movie. But then it was kind of like just these really, really super saturated reds and greens and blues. And like everything is like, you know, black with like all these like really brilliant like lights and all this kind of shit. It's like every single frame looks like...
It's like a painting.
It's really beautiful.
And it's very soft and analog looking. It doesn't look digital to me. It looked
very
soft and
analog. Yeah, it really
didn't.
And, you know, like I said, I liked that they had, like, all of their, like, the ship that the two guys were on, the Mima, was kind of like, nothing worked, you know what I mean? Like, everything was kind of rickety, and they were, like, having to whack stuff to get it to work.
Yeah, kind of horseshoe-shaped a little bit, like the fucking ship from Alien, kind of, but more mechanical, and it looked like it had a bunch of saw blades and teeth running around. Yeah, it looked
like
it had teeth,
like almost like a
and its head
like organic.
And the bridge kind of stuck out and looked like it had like clear, looked like the head of a praying mantis, kind of clear bubble fucking glass that you could look out of. And when it was sitting there on the ground at landing, it was just dripping with water. And you're like, where the fuck's this water coming from? But it didn't matter. It was just some kind of weird technology that they had.
Because like I said, it appeared that because there
was like biomechanical.
It appeared that they ran on blood or something. And there was even like a thing like where one of the scavenger women, like she drank oil at some point, or because that guy kept calling her oil drinker or oil something.
It's just something weird. They're just making up their own universe. I thought it was very original.
It really was. I mean, it's really just the look of it alone and the soundtrack and shit like that just like knocked my socks off. So if you don't, you should get Shudder anyway, because we're always saying that. But if you don't have Shudder, then go on YouTube and go look up Carpenter Brute, you know, B-R-U-T. And they have a video on there called Turbo Killer, which was directed by the same guys. And it's kind of like, it's not as baroque and elaborate as the movie is, but it's a similar kind of look. So if you dig that and you dig the music and shit like that, because they have a bunch of videos on YouTube, I looked, then you should definitely get Shudder and watch this, because this shit is amazing. And I can't wait to see like what they do next. Like you said, what if they give him Flash Gordon? That would be so fucking epic.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, why are you just talking about Flash Gordon? Look, Flash Gordon 40th anniversary, or is it 50th? 40th anniversary is coming up.
When did it come out? 1980?
40th anniversary is coming up. There's going to be a special Blu-ray type release, or 4K release. And they're doing Dune. And this new Dune is going to come out. And if this new Dune does well, which I think it will, chances are they're probably going to start looking at Flash Gordon. Because, you know, Dino De Laurentiis did both of those.
Yeah.
And the audience for fucking Flash Gordon is now all my age. And a lot of people don't realize how awesome Flash Gordon was to see it on the big screen in HD. You know, like after I saw it in the screen, you know, in the theater, I was like, man, this fucking is awesome. I was a kid, you know. And then I saw it at home on VHS and I was like, man, this thing looks terrible. But if you see it on Blu-ray now on a fucking good TV, it looks like it did on the big screen. That it had awesome costumes. You know, it was a movie of its time, but in some ways it was ahead of its time, too. You know, sex and drugs, and it's kind of illicit, fucking perpetually horny fucking Princess fucking Valera, or whatever her name was. No, what was her name? I forgot.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Ming's daughter, and just, it's just a fucking hot movie. I liked it.
Well, I tend to like anything with that, like, gorgeous, like, over-the-top, like, saturated color scheme. It's why I'm, like, into...
Everything was opulent in Flash Gordon.
Yeah, that's why I loved this movie, and that's why I love, like, Dario Argento's early movies and stuff like that. I just really, really love these kind of visual paintings.
Yeah, and now, you know what I mean? Nowadays, with fucking CG, you could do Flash Gordon fucking just like you did this movie with this little series. Mix it with, like, Aquaman and Flash Gordon, because Aquaman kind of had a Flash Gordon vibe to it, to me. You know, just that it was underwater instead of space. But you could do a mind-blowing fucking Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
But Flash Gordon's got to be emotional. It's not scientific. You know what I mean? It's an outer space movie where you could open the fucking doors of the spaceship and run down the wing and still be able to breathe. Yeah. There's no outer space in Mongo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Outer space is pink and you can breathe it. And
just say it's in like a big fucking dome or something.
And there's an up and down.
Yeah.
And planets aren't round. Some of them are just a piece of a planet. And there's a top and a bottom. Because they didn't worry about... This is fucking 1920s, like 1930s space, you know?
But like I said, I feel like maybe probably nowadays people are more open-minded, particularly concerning sci-fi and fantasy. I think people are more willing to like roll with an idea.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be entirely realistic.
In Dino's flick, they go through some kind of a vortex, an imperial vortex, to end up in Mongo. So I guess Mongo's another dimension.
Yeah, so you can explain everything saying it's another dimension.
And they were, you know, birdmen were flying with wings from one planet to the next.
Yeah.
There were clouds in space.
Yeah.
You know, so it's another dimension. That's how you explain that shit away.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely, you know, like I said, get Shudder just so you can see. Well, they have a bunch of shit ton of other, like, awesome content on there as well. But, you know, I really think this needs to get seen more. Drop some acid. Yeah. Watch this shit. It'll blow your fucking mind. You don't even need the acid, really, because it's just like, it looks like a fucking acid trip, like, on fucking screen. And also the music, like I said, is completely rad. If you really, really like new retrowave type of stuff, you will love this. It's like amazing. But yeah, definitely, definitely check it out. And check out Carpenter Brute's videos on YouTube. They have a whole bunch. And I think there's a bunch on Vimeo too, which, because they did like a lot of erotica and gore and stuff. Yeah. So they put those ones over on
Vimeo. And get ready, because the acting's kind of bad, but it works.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just a little amateurish. Yeah, honestly, I think the guy that plays the dickhead,
I think it was on purpose.
It might have been. Plus, the guy that plays the dickhead, I have a feeling that maybe English wasn't his first language. He sounds Dutch or German something, or German or something.
It actually reminded me a lot of like a really, really well done Star Crash. Remember Star Crash?
Yeah.
Or Battle Beyond the Stars?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you weren't really supposed to take it seriously. You were just supposed to trip out on it. Like reading heavy metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, this is kind of the same thing. It's just kind of like, just sit back and just let it like unfold before you. Because it's like really, really amazing and gorgeous looking.